Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, homeopathy, how to overcome infections and reverse cancer naturally. Homeopathy was wildly popular in the United States and Europe throughout the 1800s, and its strongest supporters included European royalty, highly successful business leaders, writers, and religious leaders. But even though homeopathy was without question, there was a growing opposition by an emerging industry we now call Western medicine. The battle between homeopathy and conventional medicine could be made into a great movie. Maybe we'll see it someday, but that is for another day's discussion. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, we've invited a very special guest, Deborah Vidal, to talk about the many health benefits of homeopathy, including its ability to help support a healthy immune system, reduce our risk of infections, and yes, even defend us from cancer. But before we meet our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now please join me in welcoming Deborah Vidal to our show. Deborah, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you today, Jonathan.
It's great to have you. Deborah, why don't we start off first by just for a couple minutes or so talking about your background and how you got so interested in homeopathy. I mean, I'd like to go into that first before we talk about, you know, what people should know about homeopathy, because your background to me is very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think as what I really can say is that most people who become homeopaths usually get there first by needing it themselves. So my history was, you know, I was a professional golfer, but even before that, I was in an accident when I was 11, and I actually died in that accident. They thought I had broken my spine, and I was left with long-term migraines. So I've been on a personal search to help me cure myself of migraines all my life. I only found homeopathy, though, after my life as a professional golfer, because I got so sick from all the toxic chemicals out there on the golf courses, and I had chronic sinus infections, like one after another, and I really tried always to do natural medicine. I just couldn't get any better until one day I found a homeopath, and I was so amazed that one remedy I took stopped my sinus infections. And I want to tell you that I did have to do the antibiotics. They didn't work. I did do sinus surgery. That didn't work. And I take one dose of this homeopathic remedy, and that ended my sinus infection. So I changed my career instantly.
Deborah, it's really an amazing story. I mean, my background is in athletic training, working with athletes. And I can tell you, just listening to you say that you had such an unbelievable history with breaking your back and then going into something like golf with all that twisting. And then also what you're talking about the chemical exposure. A lot of people out there who are swimming and telling their kids to go into these swimming pools, it's another example of being really exposed to a lot of toxins. So I can really appreciate what you were saying about being on the golf course and smelling all of those chemicals, those fumes out there, and how they treat all the grasses. And it's the same thing for those swimming pools and all the chemicals they're using and those kids going in swimming all the time. You know, sports is great, but there are a lot of these other things that a lot of people are not talking about. So having said all that, Deborah, why more than ever do you think that people should know more about homeopathy these days?
Well, I think that we are looking at big epidemics coming in our future. And right now, you know, homeopathy has already been proven in history to be very successful in treating epidemics. In the 1918 flu epidemic, 30% or more of people that were treated with allopathic treatment died. But the homeopaths at the time, they only lost 1%. And the reason they even lost 1% is because when we get an epidemic, we have to, it takes a while, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, to find the totality of symptoms that the population is having that is similar, to find the few remedies that's going to work in that epidemic. So in that short period of time, they lost a few. But 1% compared to 30% of the people treated with allopathic, that's pretty good. So homeopathy has a history. You know, it's been around since the 1700s. We have proof that it's worked in these kind of epidemics, and we're looking and facing some difficult times right now. For example, you know, it's had success with scarlet fever, dengue fever, influenza, swine flu, leptospirosis. There's so many things that homeopathy has already been proven to be a good weapon for. And I think we are not alone, Jonathan, to know that our overuse of antibiotics in this country is making really them useless for when we might need them. Another thing I just want to say is that because the human race has never been so suppressed, because we treat only our symptoms with drugs, and that, in, as we know as homeopaths, we would say that pushes the disease deeper. So we need to learn some form of treatment or natural medicine that can undo all these toxic drug layers and these vaccination layers and all these blocks that we put onto our health and suppressed our immune system. And I believe you, listening to your podcast, Jonathan, I know that you also believe that the world is sick and that people just don't realize what they're doing. It's kind of not, you know, it's a lack of education, I would say. And that's why I feel so strongly to help the world. And I believe that begins with education. That's why I've kind of halted my practice now to do my new podcast, which is called Vidal Speaks, because I really want to get the word out and help educate people, because what they're doing is really dangerous, and we're driving our health into a lower and lower place, and I just feel like I have to do something.
Deborah, I love what you're saying, because my background was in working one-on-one with people in the past, athletic training, my own sports background, helping people to be healthier and stronger. But, you know, everything that I said in the past was sort of like a huge secret to everybody else, because I was only saying it to the one person paying me money to work with them athletically to get them to the highest level they could. So that was the shift for me. I see two things going on here. Certainly, I agree with you 100%. I think the vast majority of the issues going on today go unnoticed by too many people. They're not making those connections. But at the same side of that coin, I see a growing dissatisfaction, if you will, with the current system. People are getting more vocally frustrated with what's going on. They're sensing something's really wrong with conventional medicine in terms of dealing with a lot of these chronic health problems, not for an acute crisis. We get it. You know, God forbid somebody has an accident or needs a quick surgery that's life-saving. Hey, there is nothing better than Western medicine. But in terms of what we're talking about today, this is really important that people appreciate more what homeopathy is all about, not listen to the rewritten history of these days that somehow homeopathy is some woo-woo magic, and they just completely ignore the fact that the most successful people in the world who have stayed healthy are using homeopathy, which is what I was referring to earlier on. So, Deborah, how can homeopathy help people with serious health issues like cancer that I've mentioned, autoimmune disorders, or infectious conditions like the flu?
Well, as you just said, more and more people are disillusioned and dissatisfied with the Western medical treatments, so they're doing their own research and looking up what can work. And no matter what anybody says about homeopathy, if it were really not a system of medicine that worked, why would they keep being after it, trying to get rid of it? Because things that don't work usually go away. So I think there's a lot of proof that it works. And the reason that we really need to, you know, bring it into our life now because cancer is rising, autoimmune diseases are out of control, and as I said, all about the epidemics. And we need to have a system that can fix these things because Western medicine can only manage symptoms. I would go further and say they can only suppress symptoms, which causes a bigger danger. But for example, my mentor in India, his name is Dr. Master. He lives in Bombay. He's an oncologist homeopath. He, for his PhD, had to show 500 cases where he used only homeopathy with equal or better results than the traditional treatment of chemo and radiation, and he was able to do that. There's other Indian doctors that are having a great success with cancer and homeopathy. So this shows us that homeopathy can and will be a factor in cancer in the future. As far as autoimmune diseases, we've had a lot of success with that with homeopathy for hundreds of years because we're treating the cause and the whole person. But the issue right now about cancer, at least in America, is we don't yet have a great education system behind homeopathy to teach how to treat cancer. Because cancer is a multifaceted disease, and it takes a very complex and detailed education, and we really don't have that yet. I think homeopaths need to become nutritionists. We need to really understand about diets, detoxing, and sometimes allopathic interventions, because there's going to be cases that maybe you just need to put a person on a drug or you need to do something and then pick up after that. So I think it's not ready yet in this country, although there's homeopaths that are treating, like I have cancer patients in my practice, but in America, it's illegal to treat a patient that doesn't have an oncologist already. So you can go to your oncologist and refuse what they're recommending to you and go to a homeopath, then I can treat them. But I can't treat them if they don't have an oncologist. That's the law in America. But we need a little better education system here also to learn how to handle cancer because it's a very complex disease. But I think homeopathy is invaluable. If I were a patient with cancer, I would absolutely add homeopathy onto my plate of other natural things that I would do. And autoimmune diseases is very curable in homeopathy.
Well, no doubt what you're saying also is the idea that we should understand that we're trying to integrate things. We're not trying to say one over another. Everybody's different. Everybody has different desires, but why not stay open to something that can help you? That's my point. What about the infectious diseases like the flu? I mean, we hear so much about vaccines. That's for another day, talking about the vaccine issue, but this is something that can really support overall immunity, right?
Right. And by the way, my mother died of a flu shot. So I have a strong drive to kind of get the word out, you know, what the truth about vaccinations, although I know it's a very, you know, it's a topic you sometimes want to be really careful talking about. But since my mom died of a flu shot, you know, I personally see the dangers, not only in our own health. It's just like getting the word to people that there's other choices, that you don't just go get your flu shot because your doctor says, that you do it because you've researched both sides and you've made the decision that feels best for you. It's like you said, it's not all one way or the other, and it's not one, you know, one form of medicine without the other, but read both sides and learn your options and then make a choice that you will be responsible for in the end.
And I always say this, you know, none of these shows is supposed to sound like, hey, we found the magic bullet. You know, it's such a silly, superficial way of speaking, and it's nothing about what my programs are about. It's to bring people like you into this space and to offer your knowledge, your information, your experience, and have people listen to that. And if something resonates with them, great. Bring it into your life and try it out and experience it for yourself, because that is the only way you're going to know. If conventional medicine is not working for you to get out of your health crisis, you know what? It's just time for a change. It's like when I worked with athletes, you know, if your program's not working for you, guess what? It's time to change.
Exactly. You know how many coaches I had? I probably had 5 or 6 in my 11 years I played on the LPGA Tour. because that's what you do. If it doesn't feel right, or the communication isn't right, or the technique isn't working, you keep trying. I tried, you know, 7 different homeopaths before I got help. So it's not just giving up after one try. You got to just keep finding what works for you.
Yeah, I can't get over the fact that I hear so many people, too many people saying, oh, that's my doctor, I can't change. You know, of course you can change. Somehow they're viewing conventionally trained doctors as something very different. And I think that is quickly going away as I see people more and more gravitating towards many other things to bring into their life to help them to feel better. We're going to be talking to Deborah much more now. Closely, we're going to look at classical homeopathy, what that's all about. We're going to look at how homeopathy helps people with all kinds of different issues. We're going to also look at the dangers associated, though, with suppressing disease. And this is going to be something really, really important to talk about. But before we get there, I just want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Deborah, what is so valuable about the classical homeopathic approach in terms of dealing with health problems? Talk to us about it, please.
Okay, well, first of all, you just have to understand about nature's law. That means that when the body feels out of balance, it throws us a symptom. So when you get a symptom, it's because your body needed to get rid of that. We have a word, as you know, it's called homeostasis. That means balance. So anytime it throws out a symptom, it's trying to maintain its balance. It doesn't matter if that symptom is even something really dangerous. It still needs to throw it out to maintain this balance. And I like to think of this, Jonathan, as a pressure cooker. If we're in health, our pressure cooker stays at a low pressure. But when that pressure gets a little too high, our body's a smart, intelligent system, and it says, I can't handle this pressure, so I'm going to release the pressure by throwing out a symptom. And then our pressure comes down, but now we have a symptom. And the only way that we can treat this symptom is to treat the whole pot. And why is that? Because if we take that symptom away and we don't treat the whole body, we're just throwing it back into the pot and increasing the pressure. So basically the only way really to cure is to treat the reason behind why the body's out of balance and why that pressure pot is so high, meaning we have to treat the cause and not the symptoms. And that's exactly what homeopathy addresses.
Deborah, this is an extremely important part of the podcast. It's central to a lot of the messages that we put out, but we're going to hit this, you know, head on. I know that the mentality out there, obviously, for obvious reasons, I should say, you know, when we have symptoms like a fever, stomach ache, scratchy throat, you know, the conventional medicine model, if you will, is, hey, take this thing right away so you'll feel better. Take away the symptoms. Get rid of them. But the medications are suppressing natural bodily functions. And like you were already just saying, you know, it's an appreciation of what's going on with the body that will teach us so much more. I think that's what we need more when it comes to looking at things that are happening to our body. If something's wrong, why is that happening? Maybe it's really necessary, and how can I work with it? That seems to be something that really needs to grow in popularity. What do you think?
I agree, and I feel like actually those symptoms should be used as our clues. We should be happy that our body gives us a great clue to know that something's not working right, and not be in such a hurry to just go cut off that clue, but to think about it on a deeper level about what could be going wrong and what may have caused that, because it's not only just a physical symptoms. Most physical symptoms come from a deeper emotional upset or a grief or a loss of a job, some kind of stress. So if we could use that clue as a way to look deeper inside ourselves, we could be so much healthier on every level.
It's so true, Deborah. I mean, this is not to brag. I think it's to just illustrate a point, because I've been a victim of not feeling well when I've been emotionally and mentally stressed out. But in many of my years when I was paid very well to work with people one-on-one, I would often get this experience of, oh boy, I don't feel well, from my clients. You know, I don't know if you want to get near me, you're going to get sick. You know, it was all this contagious stuff. Now, I'm not suggesting that people should just go into a room of heavily infected people and spend the day and not worry about anything at all. But I always felt like my immune system was very strong. I rarely, if ever, for the most part, got sick being exposed to those people. And yet they never, you know, put two and two together to make four. You know what I'm saying? They always thought, well, hey, you know, Jonathan, maybe they thought subconsciously, I'm just some healthy guy, plus I'm a bit lucky for not getting sick. I mean, they never made the connection to the immune system or anything else.
Yeah, and the problem is that most people's immune system are not good. And so those of us that are working on keeping our immune system strong, it is proof that it does help fight off diseases. But the world is taking so many drugs. They're suppressing things. Their immune system is shot. The environmental toxins, there's so many reasons why most people's immune systems are not working. So when you do have one that's working, you really can fight these things off, and you're proof of that.
Now, homeopathy then, when someone comes to you, I have a scratchy throat, I've got stomach problems, I think I have strep throat or the flu, or God forbid, something much more serious, life-threatening. I mean, you're certainly not giving homeopathic remedies to, quote unquote, take away their symptoms. How are you presenting this to people?
Okay, well, the first thing I always tell them is, you know, your whole list of symptoms is part of you. And your emotions, your personality, all your likes and your dislikes go in that same pot of your symptoms. So the way a homeopath works is we treat the totality. But the problem today is because there's so many suppressants, because people take so many drugs to cut off these symptoms, that we have a lot of blocks. And even as a homeopath, I can't always, and most often now, not even start a case like that. So what I look at is their timeline. And I see, oh, 20 years ago, they had a huge grief, maybe a divorce, maybe a loss of a child. A year after that, they got their autoimmune disease. Okay, that layer of grief needs to be treated. So I see health as like an onion, and there's layers to it, and you have to peel off the layers of your patient. Sometimes it's a vaccination they got, and then something happened after that, and that's a block to them getting well. So you have to give a remedy that it's still part of the totality. That layer that we're removing, we're still using the whole cause, the patient, all the unique symptoms of the patient for that layer. But it's still usually today done by removing kind of layer by layer because health has been so suppressed. And that's one of the things I really wanted to talk about with you, because as we said before, if you just treat these symptoms that the body's throwing out, you're putting your body and your health at a huge risk, and it's really actually dangerous. You'd be better off leaving the symptom than taking the drug and suppressing it. And the reason that is because in homeopathy, we believe that that symptom doesn't disappear. Where does it go? They take it away. Where does it go? It gets pushed inside, back into the pressure pot, and pushes the pressure out of control into that pot. And it's going to explode, and it's a risk to do that. So I want to always say to people, like, do you want to deal with this symptom and risk your health, or do you want to try to get off those drugs and treat the whole cause of it, and then your immune system becomes working again, and then you become healthy? And we don't need to use the word cured. We just need to say we need to restore your immune system so that it can learn to fight and build, you know, back your health. And that's usually what I tell people. They know the process before they get to me, because often they've read about homeopathy before they come. But I take a lot of time to educate the patient about the process, because it's not a fast process if they've had a lot of suppression.
It makes complete sense. Deborah, we're going to get into the most fun part for me, talking about how to regain optimal health, what you suggest about that. and get your thoughts as we close out the program on diet and detoxification. I'm looking forward to that. But first, I want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Deborah, to regain optimal health, what do you suggest?
Well, first thing, I think people need to realize we're in a crisis, and we just all need to get a grip on our health, and we have to learn how to not use drugs for quick fixes because they're killing you. And of course, in emergencies, that's not what we're talking about, but we need to learn about the dangers of suppressing simple ear infections, bladder infections, sinus infections, skin eruptions, and all these things we do when those things can be cured with natural methods like homeopathy and other things. So the first step is to just try something natural before you do the dangerous suppression with a drug. Next, I would say, is that you just need to learn when you have a cold, you need to go to bed and rest instead of working. You need to take a remedy instead of a pharmaceutical drug. You need to do acupuncture instead of Vicodin or juice to get some good nutrition, which all of us need. Things like this. In my opinion, there's kind of a few simple steps to good health. I would say sleep, homeopathy, a clean whole foods, organic plant-based diet, detoxing, exercise, and de-stressing. And, you know, I always believe in having a passion because there has to be some joy and fun to have balance in life. So these are like my few core things that I try to teach my patients. And detox is a big one because the world is toxic, and I don't believe that our natural detoxification pathways can do enough on their own anymore. So I do things like juicing, really good diet, infrared saunas, coffee enemas. These are all great ways of detoxing, but I believe if you're not making an effort to detox, it's just not enough anymore.
And Deborah, I would like to add one more thing. I mean, this has recently come up with a friend of our family, you know, giving us a call and going over how they're going to even do IV vitamin C. I mean, this kind of therapy sounds like a wonderful thing for somebody with cancer, but yet we're talking about a person that has lots of silver fillings in their mouth, 14 of them. An infected root canal treated tooth that's been taken care of two times before, most likely is infected still, an implant in the body that most likely was not cleaned out the best before the implant was put in. I mean, the likelihood of infections and certainly clearly the heavy metals that are present in the mouth, in the head, are really things that need to be taken care of before taking all of these nutritional supplements and spending all this money on therapies. It's just so important to keep all of this in the right perspective. I'll give you the last couple minutes, Deborah, just to talk about your perspective about detoxifying and what needs to be done first.
Well, I agree with you. I think there's so many things, but it comes back always to education, because people that have all those amalgam fillings in their mouth with mercury don't, many of them still don't know. As a matter of fact, I'm having a natural dentist on my podcast in the next month or so, because that's such a huge topic now. It's a big, you know, reason why people with MS go and take them all out, because they've shown that it has an effect on their feeling better and getting well. So I think that people also need to know that homeopathy, when you use it, you can use it as a form of detox very specifically, if that's the way the homeopath is trained. But just the way the remedy works will also help the natural pathways detox and help our body and our immune system. And as you said, vitamin C IV therapies, I've done that. I always think about those things first. So it is about just re-education and teaching people how to think differently when something comes to them, instead of running to do the things that we've done in the past that aren't working. And I just like to say that, you know, if people are more interested to learn how to heal, they need to look and listen to your podcast. They can go to my website. They can go on the internet and do searches. There's no excuse anymore to not find other things that they possibly could do to change their life. Don't just keep doing the same thing that's not working. realize that you are what you eat. Realize that you are what you think. You know, make steps to live a healthier life. Make an effort to detox. We have to take responsibility for our health. We can't just keep blaming the drugs or the doctors. We have to take responsibility. There's a lot of ways out there to get the word out now. That's why I'm doing my Vidal Speaks podcast. And if people are interested, they can go to my website and listen to more, listen to you, read on the internet, sign up for some newsletters. There's so many ways, Jonathan, to get well today. I really just want to be part of the team that helps to educate the people because I feel like it's really my life path to do this.
Deborah, fantastic information for those interested. We always produce these podcasts with links of our guests associated with them. They're on the podcast page. Just go to naturalhealth365.com. You just click the podcast link. You'll find the podcast that you want, and all the links to go directly to the guest website are right there. Deborah, a lot of great information, as I said. Give a lot of things to think about for people out there, certainly people who are interested in homeopathy. I would encourage you to check it out. And I just wanted to thank you again so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. It's been great chatting with you, Jonathan.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.